Okay. That's my son, my daughter.
All right, we're coming back into session.
The one that lives here is.
Moving to.
The rest of the.
Section 6B.
He's on call.
Oh, he left. Okay, so we're here and this will be in here.
Yep.
All right, so it's 6B and Ms. Rosa, would you go through those with us and give us an idea where we are?
Yes, so step 2B.
Negotiation options.
With negotiation options, number one is appearing. Number two will be calling in. Three is appearing. Four calling in. Number five negotiated. Six is unresolved. Seven is unresolved. Eight continued. Nine is unresolved.
All right, so we start this section with a clarification statement, I guess.
11/11.
11/11, I said later on, Alex, just before. So it's now 11 a.m. on January 20th, 2023. Time and place scheduled, the board's review of cases scheduled for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chairman Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves, indicate whether they're a public member or a professional member. Would you like to start?
Oh, sorry. Brady Flores, public member. Tristan Guzman Glover, public member.
Tracy Mayfield, cosmetologist.
Guys on the phone, would you like to?
Chase Turrentine, public member.
Marshall?
Marshall Knox, vice chair.
Kathleen Hamilton, cosmetologist.
Okay, so good. Thank you very much. Also present, the board's executive director, Frank McGolly, and the board's attorney, Mona Baskin, from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is called, unmute your phone if you are on the phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask that those speaking not take time repeating information the board may have already, should have already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report or about 5 minutes, which is greater, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy and requests that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner or you will be removed. Once the board concludes this discussion with the parties, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to deliberations, we ask that you respect the fact that we are now discussing your case amongst ourselves and request that you not interrupt the process. We'd like to now swear in the board staff. This time we'll take care of that. For everyone who's going to be testifying, will the following compliance members please stand and raise your right hand? Rosa Rodriguez.
I do. Rosa Rodriguez.
Helen Bertalan.
Helen Bertalan, I do.
Kelly Whitaker.
I do.
State your name.
Kelly Whitaker, I do.
Lisa Chavez.
Lisa Chavez, I do.
All right. And Keegan McDonald.
I do. Keegan McConnell.
Alexandra Hill.
She's absent.
And Kathy Bergeron.
Kathy Bergeron, I do.
Excellent. You swear or affirm the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, and all of you said you already did. I take that as your affirmation. All right. Before we begin, I will advise everyone this process is being recorded. Accordingly, it's important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, something I'll work on, and that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please say your name each time before speaking. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and to decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, process for the informal interview, and the possibility of actions that the board may take. Right now, I'd like to call our case number 97203, Family Nails and Spa, SNT 18282, Nicholas Van Wyn, 506-00786. Are you present?
Yeah.
Please come forward to this table. Thank you. Mr. Wynn, do you swear the testimony you give today will be truthful, and then state your name?
Yes, Mr. Wynn.
Will your testimony be truthful?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Please have a seat. All right. Would you like to review the case? I'll have her review the case, then we'll ask you to provide us information, and then we'll deliver.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On August 13, 2021, I conducted an inspection of Family Nails and Spa. I spoke with the owner, Nicholas Hans Gillen. During the inspection, I identified the following health and safety violations. 1 gallon of MMA was found. You will see in the photograph attached to this report. I asked Mr. Nicholas Hans Gillen what monomer nail liquid that was used for acrylic nails. Mr. Hans Gillen showed me 1 gallon of MMA as prohibited substance according to the rules. I educated Mr. Hans that this is prohibited banned substance. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Does the board have any questions? All right. Mr. Wynn, have you read this complaint?
Yeah.
And can you give us some additional information that would help us understand your position?
Yeah, well, to be honest, by that time, I'm not really aware that you're not allowed to use MMA and that. So we should purchase that from your eye and we're using it, but, you know, in case you notice me, that, you know, not allowed to use it. So,
do you own the salon?
I used to own, but not anymore.
You sold the salon 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Did we have a transfer of ownership? Anybody know about that?
Not that I've seen a person at all.
Okay, did you file a notice to us that you had sold your business?
I didn't file a notice, that, but you know, new owner, they applied a new license.
The new owner has a new license?
Yeah.
Can we verify that?
So usually,
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure that's relevant.
It may be, and then they may be working under his license. I'd like to know that.
Once we do get change of ownership, we do close down the initial license, but I don't see any notes from stating that there was a closed salon open up and the salon is due to ownership.
So at this point, you think this salon is operating under his license and his ownership, as far as we know?
I'm not looking at it. He already went to set forth to transfer his name over with that.
This lady would know if we have any record of that. She says that we don't.
Oh, that's something.
Well, it's a big issue because we have a violation in the ownership of the MMA. And while you're telling us that you sold it 2 years ago, apparently the first we've heard of this. So as far as we're concerned, you still own the place and you have a violation. So this is a problem. If you were actually out of this, then that would be simple, but it doesn't appear that you are, according to our records.
Well, I think it was him who was there the day.
I was there on the day that inspection was
he by still owned it then. He believed it.
After the inspection, then I sold it.
Oh, right after that, you sold it?
Yeah.
All right. Then that's clearer anyway. Good point. I was unable to find it.
So. Oh, right.
All right, so now again, clarify for me if you would for the board, how is it that you have MMA or you had MMA at the time you were there?
Yeah, that's everyone that's here, expecting about that, and I'm not aware of that.
Not aware.
Yeah, so.
Were you a licensee? Did you have a license to do nails?
Yeah.
Did you go to school?
Yeah, I went to school, but you know, like, it was a long time ago, so I did not get a nail.
What year did you go to school?
Probably 2004.
2004? This substance had already been illegal for 25 years by that point. Did your school not mention that? Yeah, that's an issue. Does the board have any questions about this as this is unfolding?
I don't necessarily have questions. I do see this is from 2021, and we're now in 2023. I recognize that. And we have, and just to inform you, this has been the MMA issue, that chemical, has been an ongoing part of the board's discussion, because we're seeing an increased number of cases where licensees have this in their salon. So the board, if you were at the meeting earlier, I think I saw you walk in partway through, so you might not have been here during the beginning, but there was a presentation about MMA and some of the outreach that the board has done to licensees to try to educate them on this issue. So just an FYI that this is on our radar is something that we need to start paying attention to because of the rise in the number of cases. So I'm glad that you got rid of it. But it, again, it's still often available in the supply houses because it's not illegal to sell, but it's illegal to possess in your salon.
I think, you know, well, because of which most male salon owners out there are not aware of that, but they just bought it from their supply, so I think the root cause that's on the supply.
You might let them all know, your friends, that we've made the decision to hold you accountable for it. So in the future, it won't matter how you have it. The fact you have it will cost you $250.
Yeah.
So you might let your friends know.
I did press, spread out, you know, when I noticed that, so I could spread out, you know, yeah, we're not allowed to use that. So.
Yeah. Owning it is findable. Using it is almost irrelevant. The fact that it's there is the reason for the fine. Any other questions?
I don't have any other questions. I have a motion.
Good.
To maintain consistency with our behavior prior, maintaining a record, a disciplinary record, especially in cases where this from 2 years ago, I would make a motion to implement a disciplinary letter of concern in this case for case number 97203. I forgot about my script. I'm sorry, everybody. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adopt findings of fact and conclusions of law for case number 97203.
Guzman Glover, second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 I believe any nay? All right, I believe we passed unanimously. I was trying to, well, that's two voices or one voice. So we passed that. Now, in your motion, you were working on?
Well, Mr. Chair, is there any history?
Good point. We have
No prior history.
Right,
okay.
That was a good point. That
was a very good point. Okay, so now I would like to make my motion to implement discipline in the form of a disciplinary letter of concern for case number 97203.
Mr. Bagley, I'm sorry. I was interrupted by a sneeze. And now it'd be a disciplinary letter of concern for having MMA on the premises.
Yes.
And using it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Guzman Glover, second.
All right, motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, this motion passes unanimously. We're going to give you a letter of concern to make note that this happened. But again, as I say, as you talk to people in this industry, you may be the last person to get a letter of concern. So if they come in, you're telling them to bring their wallet. Okay? This case is dismissed. You may go.
It's not.
We're done. It's not dismissed, but you get up and go away. It'll come in the mail. Yeah. But there's nothing more to do on this.
However, get rid of the MMA.
Yeah. Destroy it. Destroy it in every bottle you see.
John Margaret?
You are good to go.
Thank you.
And be sure and tell your friends you were the last person to get out without a fight.
Oh, there.
You can buy yourself lunch on the money you save. Next case is number 97210, Boutique, 41, SCOS 26451, Boutique 413 LLC owner, Erica Adeline, license 11401241. Are you on the phone? Star 6 to unmute if you are. Erica Adeline.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. I'm here.
Thanks. Nice to see you.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we do, for the record, we do have an LLC representation attestation on file for this case.
Okay, good. All right. So I was going to say, are we going anywhere or not? All right. So we have, you have established that you have the right to speak for this corporation. Do you swear the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Ms. Yes.
Erica? And state your name, please.
Erica Longfellow.
All right. I assume this is a change in name?
So I actually don't work at the facility. I haven't been there since June of 2020. I currently work at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, not as a hairstylist.
Okay, and your last name changed, apparently?
I'm sorry? No, so my last name is Longfellow.
Yeah.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Makes it more fun. All right. Then, would our investigator please review this case for us?
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Beth Bergeron. On September 27, 2021, I conducted inspections at Boutique 413 LLC. I spoke with an owner, Annetta Pacoda. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. Inactive establishment license. It expired 8/29/2020. It was over 2 years old. I verified Boutique 413 LLC license on the board database and determined that it has expired. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay, now, Ms. Longfellow, is she a member? She's a member of this corporation. Is that why she's on this list?
And a licensee of the board.
Right. Ms. Longfellow, are you a owner or member of that corporation?
So I was. I shared with three others. I was the only one that owned Boutique 413 LLC. We all opened them under, one opened under Boutique 41, one opened under Boutique 412, and mine was Boutique 413.
Okay. Of Boutique 413, you are the sole owner?
Yes.
All right, that makes more sense. Okay. So we had a problem with licensing, as I remember as Bergeron's testimony. And was there anything else?
Just the licensing.
Okay. So can you tell us about this licensing issue and your side of this? I understand you said you're no longer there.
Right. I was there, yes. And it could be just ignorance on my part. I wasn't aware that I needed to notify. I kind of just let both the salon license and the LLC license go, but I did not notify the board. But I haven't worked as a hairstylist since June of 2020.
So you were the salon was no longer operational?
So mine was not. My suite members, yes, stayed. So my other suite members, one was Annetta Bacoda, but she was under Boutique 41 LLC, not the three. She was never under my LLC.
Okay.
Okay, how do you think you ended up being the person held responsible for a lack of license on your corporation, which is the reason we're here today?
The way that I understand it and is that I never notified, because I shared the room and the salon with three others, I'm not sure if my license was still up. I wasn't there at the time, but I just thought because I was done at the salon, I didn't need to, I guess, I didn't renew my salon license or my LLC.
So are there three LLCs operating out of Suite 41? Is that what the issue is?
There could be three or four at this point because there are four girls in that room.
Ms. Bergeron, did you find several licenses in the same room? She only found your license in the room, which makes it look like they're all working for you.
I don't know.
All right.
But at the time, in September 2019, you were still...
21.
Sorry. Oh. But I thought the inspection... Oh, it was on September 21. Okay. Never mind. Sorry. I get it now.
All right. So in 2021, you were out of there. However, your license was still there. And apparently, all your friends were working under your license. Because they...
My friends were... But they were never working under my license. They all had their own LLC or salon licenses. It was never opened under one. We were all independent.
Right. And this place is still running today, you think?
Yep. I still get my hair done there. They're still there.
Do we have other licenses at that address?
So there are three LLCs, so she is correct about that. I would have to do a little bit more digging to see if the other two ladies don't have its establishment license, but they are three separate entities.
Okay.
All with the same address.
All with the same address.
Okay, so it sounds like this licensee was the only person actually posted one at any time, and now it's held accountable as the person, even now after she's gone.
Right.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
Yes. Okay, so to understand, at the time of this inspection, you had already left.
Yes.
Is that correct, Ms.
That's correct.
And you just didn't take your license with you?
Apparently not, no.
All right, so that's one issue. And I think our other issue is we need to go back out there and see if these licenses are posted, if they're working there and the licenses aren't posted, that we need to meet them all. All right, so can we deal with the first one? First part, how do we feel about this lady's license being there and her being gone? And the other people working under her license, but she says she didn't know it.
It's really unfortunate. Well, it sounds like was not working. No one was working for, you know, or from her LLC in that suite. And that was just a plaque on the wall, right? From past. So it doesn't sound like the findings of fact are what they perceive or are perceived to be. It wasn't an unlicensed establishment for this person. It may be for the others.
Yeah, it could be for the others.
Could be for the others. We don't know.
Certainly unposted.
Yeah.
I mean, I would move that we dismiss it under this license number.
Okay.
But we need a reinspection of this place.
All right. So your motion is to dismiss this case because we didn't find the facts to support.
Yes.
Okay. We have a second on that?
I would second that. But I would like to make a caveat. Well, no, we can make a second motion, an unrelated motion, because it's not under her LLC that we're asking for an inspection of the address. So second, different motion.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, we unanimously pass that we dismiss the case against Boutique 413 LLC. And we would like to board order an additional inspection to find the other ones, twos, and fours.
Of the address.
Of the address, yeah. Of the long C 41.
Yes, and you did exactly what you should have done.
Yeah, what I meant.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right. So we dismiss your case. Thank you for calling in. Erica, we'll see you in the future when you go back to Cunningham.
Okay, thank you so much.
You might want to go let her know to go get her license off the wall over there if it's still posted as well.
Very wise.
I will definitely do that.
Go see your friends, take your license, say something rude, and then go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, let's go find out what these
are. Can I ask, Donna, is the only motion on this one to be judged for the dismissal?
Correct. And then do we need to do a second motion?
Well, I think that the board gave direction.
Yeah, we did.
For reintroduction.
Yeah.
Right.
She don't like it. All right, number three. Our case number 97652, TLC Salon Services, SCRS 29096. TLC Salon Services LLC is the owner, and Teresa Cordo, license 1781956. Nice to see you. Please swear a testimony you give today will be truthful.
I do.
And then state your name.
Teresa Cordo.
Have a seat, relax.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC representation attestation for this case.
Nicely done.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Members of the board, my name is Kelly Whitaker. On January 6th of 2022, I inspected TLC Salon Services located at 3659 North Pima Road in Gary, Arizona. At the time, the establishment license, SCOS 29096, had expired on March 1st of 2020. On November 2nd of 2020, an email was sent out by our office that we received a renewal slip, but no payment was included for the salon license. TLC Salon Services owed $80 for a renewal fee, which included a $30 late charge, and to please, and we sent the renewal slip back. So at the time, we were not taking payments anymore. So that was in November of 2020. And then again, like I said, in January 6th of last year, I conducted an inspection and that license was expired in March. So called in on November of 2020 to renew. Well, actually, she sent in her payment and we no longer took payment. So she was sent back the information to let her know what she needed to do. So at the time that I was out there, the license was expired. On March 16th of 2022, 2 years later, the licensee applied for a new establishment license with the board. And then on June 6th of 2022, a new establishment license, SCOS 32269, was approved for TLC Salon Services located at 5090 North Pima Road in Carefree, Arizona. If you guys have any questions.
Okay, so this case is entirely about licensing.
Correct. So basically, what happened was is the license was expired for 2 years when I went out. Obviously, she tried to pay it in November, but never took care of it then. So then when I was out there in January, it was still expired, and then she took care of it and March, 2 years later.
Okay. So do you have information you'd like to provide to us?
Yes, 2021, the salon license. This salon sits in a nursing retirement community.
Oh, okay.
From 20 to 21, she carried the license. I did not, by her choice. From 21 to 22, the shop was closed due to COVID. Although I have several, all of these shops were locked. I couldn't even get in because I was not allowed in. A lot of this stuff that went back and forth, I've done hair 49 years. I'm not a computer person. I have called and called and called. Getting a return phone call is like calling the White House. It's not happening. Trying to get this thing straightened out. Finally, in the, they're showing my license closed, 6/23, I'm to renew again. And all the other shops that I own also are due in 6/23 because we did them after the shops were open. So that's how this thing got to be such a mess. Calling to find out what to do, telling me to get online. Again, I do not possess those things, unfortunately. And I have two boys, which there's no help there.
Yeah. So you have several shops in retirement homes?
Yes, I do.
Oh, interesting. Well, we appreciate your service.
No. Mr. Chairman, I have a question. So for Kelly and licensee, how was the inspector able to inspect in January of 2022? Was it still closed at that time? Or?
At the time, Anna, I think it was Nina Salas-West was there. And actually her, at the time, her personal license was inactive at the time too, but she got it taken care of on 3/1/21. So, or not 3/1/21, when did she take care of it? I'm not sure when she took care of it, okay. But she did take care of her personal license.
But the shop was open on January.
The shop was open on January. Yep, there was someone in there. Yes.
Okay. That's 22.
22.
Yeah, January of 22, there was someone in there. And the license posted was the SBOS 29096, which at the time had been expired for 2 years.
Okay. So all the shops are currently licensed correctly.
I have one actually that was, there were all seven of them. I renewed them all. I have one that they keep sending me wanting information. I don't understand what they want, and I have made over 10 phone calls and have not gotten something back to find out what it is they want. And I have now recently closed that shop about a month ago.
Not because of that, though. Right?
No, no. It was a corporate matter. They have problems paying their people.
Oh, that's bad.
So this license, the license SCOS 29096, is still open and is still currently still open. So
is that the one that was closed? Is that what
she No, it has not been closed.
Oh, okay. So this is
she just instead of renewing the license, she applied for a new license. So she didn't let us know that the old license she never renewed and or closed it. She just applied for a new one.
That would be that computer skills.
So it is a licensed shop, just not under the license that was posted. Sounds like
at that time.
At that time. But okay. It was 2 years between the time that the license expired and that the new one was applied for.
Yeah, and part of that time we know she was closed because everybody was. Or most people were. Okay. That's massive. Okay.
That's a tangled web, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know. Not that hard to understand. I think today you would find your phone calls answering quite rapidly, and you'd be able to get the answers that you need. But life has changed. 8 months ago.
Happy to hear that.
8 months ago, you could have been 3 months on the phone. So.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So what do we see? You have any questions, board? Any of this confusing?
You're the one following, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Does anyone harm? Where are we a
mess? Yes.
I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law in this case.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second on findings of fact and conclusions of law. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anybody on the phone?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing no response, I just, this motion passed unanimously. Now, how do we deal with it? Sorry. So, a motion regarding this issue?
I'm thinking about it. I'm noodling on it.
Certainly, there are circumstances. Certainly, she's in violation. Certainly, there are circumstances. Ms. Whitaker was exactly correct in what she did. But then what? What do you think?
Well, so you were, I mean, closed.
Yeah.
And so I can understand where you weren't renewed there. But then it was back open and it still wasn't renewed. But the salon had opened again, but it still hadn't been renewed after opening up after COVID.
Right, to renew and renew. That's when I finally gave up and went for a new one because I needed to get a license.
And when did you go for a new one before you opened?
The date that the application was applied for was March 16th of 2022. The license expired on March 1st of 20.
Okay, so it wasn't, and you had opened a year before that.
22, you were open in January.
Right.
Kind of sorted out, it's probably 3 months.
So 3 months operating without a license, and you knew you didn't have a license, you just couldn't figure it out, and so you applied for a new one?
With many phone calls.
Yeah.
And that's when I finally, at that point, thought I need to do something.
Yeah.
Being I didn't have reference to speak to someone, my next idea was let's just get a new one just to get a license.
Ms. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask a question about history.
There is no history, but on November 2nd of 20, she did mail in her, but we were no longer taking paper payment. So that was 2 years before she applied for the new license that she knew that she had to pay it online.
But she attempted to pay it and we didn't choose to take that kind of payment at the time.
Correct.
So we wanted to do it a different way.
The governor decided no more paper.
So there's no lapse in licensing history or
previous.
Yeah, just the 2 years, the time between the time it expired and the time that
she has 49
applied years. For a new license.
Thank you.
I would move that we just do a disciplinary letter of concern and call it a day.
And Ms. Gisland Glover, that would be related to establishment
licensure.
Okay. I would second the motion.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second for a disciplinary letter of concern. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. That passes unanimously. Can we internally sort out this license, multi-license kind of thing? Can we close
it? Sounds like it has been. She applied for a new, so we
just
need to close
it down and clean it out.
This one.
There's a couple she'll
need to notify.
Couple in there that are still delinquent, so I don't know. I don't know if
we just clean it up.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we'll need written notification from the licensee of the licenses that are closed.
Can you email, paper letter, anything to get it to us and say, here's where I am?
The shops that are
operating. Yes, you know, these are the shops that are running, whatever else is there.
Well, I think it's there. What we need to know is the ones, the licenses that where she got new ones instead of renewing, we need to know that those are closed licenses now so that we can, when
yeah,
we need
the
it.
Other ones. All the other ones were okay.
We'll need it in writing pursuant
yeah, please,
to
can you send that please in writing so we can clean this up for you?
Can I send that in or does it have to be emailed?
However they can get it and get it, I suppose. Do you guys care if it's paper?
In this case, I don't think it is.
We're confident with paper. We've had that training.
Since you're here, maybe write it down,
actually,
type it out.
I think I can, from memory, fill out, because there were all three that are closed and I haven't been there in a long, long time. Generally, when I close those, when paper was still acceptable, I would send letters to let you know that I'm in the shop, because when they bring somebody up, I'm operating.
Right, coming after your stuff, yeah.
So generally, I send that in right away.
All right, well, help us clean this up. We're willing to help you. We appreciate your service, the people you serve. All right, so if you can get that to us, and who should she give that to?
I think so.
Somebody, I tell you right here, couldn't do better. She'll take good care of you. She's so good with that computer. Yeah, computer gets crazy, now you got a buddy. All right, thanks for coming in. All right, our next case is number 97771, Mirabella Studio 256, SCOS 26253, Kathleen Hamilton, 11001820.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Good job. All right. So, Ms. Hamilton, this testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name, please?
Kathleen Hamilton.
Thank you very much. We're going to review the case here, and then we'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On September 6th of 2022, I went out to a complaint, to investigate a complaint at Mirabella Salon 256. I spoke with the owner, Kathleen Hamilton. I explained to her my reason for being there. Although I did not find any evidence to support the allegations of the complaint, I did find some sanitation violations when I did the routine inspection. You have pictures, I think, attached. If you don't, I have those. There was one out of one texture tub. It was grossly contaminated. Uncovered tools, brushes, left laying around. They weren't labeled if they were clean or dirty. Reused of nail files and nail buffers. I also found her wet disinfectant container was completely cloudy and contaminated. And then at the shampoo bowl, there was lots of hair, used brushes, and unclean towels. I did have a conversation with Kathleen before I left. With review investigation complaints, we do not leave a inspection form. Those are only for inspections. She didn't receive one of those, but we did have a conversation. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy.
Does the board have any questions? Hey, Ms. Hamilton, you have reviewed this complaint.
The complaint that was placed against me from...
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. The complaint was... Yeah, I think I did my affidavit to it and all that. And since then, I've acquired a barbering license as well.
Okay, you have a barbering license. What about all the sanitation issues?
So the sanitation part, she did have a conversation with me about the complaint and then had asked me what products I use, but she did not inform me of any of the sanitation issues she saw. Unfortunately, when she was in here, we were extremely busy. I rent out four stations, and all four of those cosmetologists were here that day. We had people waiting, and as far as the pedicure part went, my gal had just gotten done with a client and was checking her out and rescheduling her before she could get back to clean the spa. My other employee had just got done washing someone's hair and hadn't gotten back to clean the shampoo bowl, her shampoo bowl yet. like it was, we were in the middle of a rush and it wasn't like it was left there after she left.
How long have you had this place?
I've owned this salon for just over 6 years or almost 6 years, 7 years.
Right.
I've had my salon my license myself for over 12 years. And we've not had any complaints or any violations to date. I did notice that the writing on that said clean and dirty had been rubbed off.
Okay, your
and
label
that
was wrong. Okay.
On my label.
All right.
So that is my fault. But like I said, she didn't let me know of anything she had found. And did not have me sign a form agreeing to any of it.
Right. You recognize she was there on a complaint. And that's just how that works. If we reinspected you today, would we find these same problems?
No, we would not.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. It sounds like the licensee said that she doesn't feel like she got information about it, but wouldn't she have received that when all of this information came to her to come to
yeah.
a hearing? So it would have been documented there.
Yeah, I asked her if she had reviewed the complaint.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But that complaint would have included all of the sanitary issues. Okay.
Yes, I got all the information and the pictures, the same that you guys have. What I was saying is the inspection list that they usually have and the checklist, yeah. they usually speak with you. After and then you have to post something,
right?
And I never received any of that,
right?
And never got.
Yeah, this was an investigation of a complaint rather than a routine inspection. That's the reason for that.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. So this what brings us here today, though, is it looks like it was a $250 civil penalty was presented as a possibility, which was for the barbering violations, or is it for the sanitation violations? I'm just wondering what's
the sanitation.
It's for the sanitation.
Correct. There were no barbering violations at the time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we're at a stage where it seems like these sanitation violations were there. We certainly have our evidence of it. And that's what I was asking you is this a normal thing for you? Is this just life?
No. Yeah. We just, like I had said, we were slammed that day, and I'm sure she can attest to that. I mean, we had people left and right in here, and it was, I think, just when she looked, it was in between clients, and they hadn't gotten to them yet and to what they needed to do yet.
Tracy Mayfield, I have a question. Well, I guess observation. The barbicide container in the photos, to me, with the implements in it, that's not an in-between client problem. That's not been in quite a while.
We dump it out in the morning, and then when it gets full, we dump it out and clean it out. But I think
so. You're telling me that was cleaned out that day?
In the morning. We do it every morning when we get here.
No.
Okay. Do you have any other information you want to provide to us?
No, sir. That was, I mean, honestly,
okay.
I was just trying to plead my case as to why.
Sir, that makes perfect.
We're left off.
Makes perfect sense. Okay. Do we have any discussion that you would like to have here, or do we have a motion?
I move that we adopt the finding of facts and conclusion of law.
A second.
Okay, a motion and second about the findings of facts and conclusion of law. All in favor say aye.
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 Any dissenters? Hearing none, that passes unanimously.
Is there any previous history in this case? Or in this
no.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So no previous history, but I think that these are substantive violations of sanitation and were at that time, even if it was a brief period of time, a risk to public health. Or the public. health.
Yeah.
Not
right.
Public
so
health.
So do we have a motion regarding this case?
I would make a motion to let the civil penalty originally offered stand in the amount of $250.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, that's actually a very thoughtful idea, is the sanitation class.
You're amending
although
your
I'm not sure that it is an education issue.
Maybe a recheck?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Look at her. First day. She's just killing
right,
it.
So we have a motion to maintain the consent agreement. And I believe a second. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we're going to leave the fine in place because we believe that while you were busy, you may have let us fly too much. And then we're going to come out and see you again soon so we can make sure that we were able to communicate with you effectively.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You'll be getting paper in the mail.
It'll be
all right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next case was continued, so now we're at number 6. Is that right, Ms. Rosa?
Correct.
Number 5, that negotiated.
Right, okay. So we're at case number 97205, LA Nails and Spa, SCOS 31469, Alpha Box LLC owner, Tommy N. Ho. License 516000064. Please, Tommy Ho, might be a female, two named for a female. Tommy Ho, are you there somewhere? It's R6 to communicate with us. Hearing no response, I move the case number 97205 be moved to a formal hearing if the parties involved do not decide to accept the consent agreement and act in an appropriate time.
Kasan Glover, second.
Mr. Chair, I might recommend that you review your script because it actually was going to it's going to have to, that's actually not the next step by statute, I believe, right?
No, it would be moved to formal hearing, but I would refer to the
script.
Let's
go find it. All right, so the first one was just practice, and none of that counts. So I withdraw whatever I said. And I don't see a script. All right, so now I have a script. Life's good. So I move that case number 97205 be moved to a formal hearing on the alternative accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for this case. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, unanimously, we take this, and that's the game. Thank you very much for saving me. All right, next up, and those two games. All right, number 7, our case number 97387, Great Clips, number 6336, SCOS 15331, Cooley Incorporated owner, Michael DiCarlo, member. Anyone present from Great Clips, which in 14 years has never happened? You know what? I need your
because you know, I have left one. My phone in it.
I know. Good for you. You're wonderful to work with. All right. So I move the case number 97387, move to a formal hearing on the alternative. We accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Kasan Glover, second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, good. Any opposed? All right. Then we unanimously take that motion. Okay. Number 8 I have marked off, which probably is a good sign. And that means number 9, our case number 97794, Studio George, SCOS 31317, April George, 19400135. You want to take it, Kelly? No, okay. I saw you looking. I thought you were talking. I want to do this. I want to be that guy. Ms. Jord, are you anywhere? Star 6 to get through our phone system. Star 6, going once. All right. I move the case number 97794, move to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, we accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Guzman, over second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Because you just want to stay here all day. All right, then that passes unanimously. Whatever else happens, then we're done. So,
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I understand that we may have an individual or two in the audience who wish to speak to the board. Unfortunately, today we did not have an agenda item allowing for open public forum. Therefore, I will happily speak with those individuals after the meeting, and then the board can discuss future options for public comment period in the meeting should they wish.
So why don't we adjourn and just sit here for a second and perhaps...
No.
We can't.
Can't do that?
Nope. I can communicate with them and see if there's something we can do to support from a staff standpoint. And then should you wish, we can agendize
public comment
period.
So
if
we
you
have that available.
That's what we're supposed to be for. We work for that.
I would recommend then that we do some training associated with that, because just because there's public comment doesn't mean we can act necessarily.
Right, I know. They can't speak to us one way.
It's a one-way comment. Yeah. Correct. Perfect. All right.
Well, in that case, I move that we adjourn this meeting. Oh, wait, should we add, like, training on public comment for next meeting, like, as a motion? Do we need to?
I would.
No, I can adjourn.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. So I second we adjourn.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Would everyone in favor say amen?
Aye.
Anyone opposed and wants to stay here? All right. We're out of here.
No.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you for saving me. I don't know why I'm here. It's probably in there, but I can't. We can discuss.
I'm going to start bringing little
flags. I leave this here.
Yeah, I mean, you're awesome. Like, you can imagine.